5 Fun Festivals. From the eccentric to the poetic, here are some of the most astonishing festivals from around the world.
La Tomatina.
No one is entirely certain how this Spanish festival began. One version says that a singer was so bad during a festival one August in 1945 that the crowd began throwing tomatoes at him. Another says it started with a food fight between teenagers at the festival. Whatever really happened, the people of Buñol in eastern Spain liked it. So, it happened again the following year, with local people bringing tomatoes to throw at each other. It might have faded away if the government hadn't done something very stupid in the early 1950s. It banned the people of Buñol from throwing tomatoes. That, of course, had the opposite effect. Buñol began holding a yearly funeral procession with a large tomato inside a small coffin. When the government relented in 1959, La Tomatina's popularity exploded. By the 1980s, it was being televised. These days, the event is ticketed and limited to about 22,000 participants. But with 145,000 kilograms of tomatoes.
Sapporo Snow Festival.
Each year, snow collected by people clearing the streets is dumped in a square in the Japanese town of Sapporo. In 1950, middle and high schools used it to organize a snow sculpture competition. 72 years later, the idea has grown into the world's best-known festival of snow sculpting, with international teams competing to build more and more ambitious creations. Themes vary from mythology and popular culture to historical tableau and world architecture. Whatever you can imagine, somebody has probably built a 15-meter-high snow version of it at Sapporo. The Apollo moon landings? That was done in 1970. Paris's Arc de Triomphe? Done in 1974. The White House, the Taj Mahal, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia, these and dozens of other famous places have been recreated in extraordinary detail, only to be destroyed 7 days later. Gloucestershire cheese rolling.
Trust the English to invent something as stupid and dangerous as this. The annual cheese rolling event is a race down a vertiginous descent called Cooper's Hill, Gloucester. It's a tradition that dates from at least 1826, and it's quite simple. A wheel of cheese, a double Gloucester cheese to be precise, starts rolling down the hill, and the competitors chase after it. Whoever reaches it first is world champion, because England is the only country stupid enough to have a cheese rolling race. Nobody stays on their feet. Injuries are very common. But there is an element of skill. The proof? Chris Anderson, a competitor in the men's race, was this year crowned world champion for the 23rd time. In a shock development in 2022, the women's world champion was an American, a recent engineering graduate named Abby Lamp. Your next chance for athletic glory is 29 May 2023.
Boryong Mud Festival.
This festival is all about beauty. In South Korea, whose makeup and beauty products are now popular around the world, mud from a place called Boryong, 3 hours from Seoul, is prized for its benefits. The festival had humble beginnings, however. In the mid-1990s, a local mayor tried to stimulate the region's economy by encouraging a manufacturer to create a Boryong spa experience and beauty products using the mud. This had limited success, so in 1998, a 4-day mud festival was created with mud bathing, mud wrestling, and more. It has now become Korea's biggest international festival, a quirky mixture of childish play and cosmetic skincare. At night, there are DJs and K-pop bands. In the morning, you can recover with acupuncture and massages. It's one of those only in Korea things. Underwater Music Festival.
The USA's only coral reefs are found off the Florida Keys. 38 years ago, some locals, looking for a way to educate people in the need to protect the fragile ecosystem, had an original idea, an underwater music festival. They thought that if people could listen to music while swimming in the reef, it might give them a greater appreciation of its beauty. Music is played via underwater speakers attached to boats, and the playlist, naturally, includes a lot of water-themed music, like the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. Divers and snorkelers come to enjoy the concert and swim in the reef, pretending to play instruments in underwater bands. This is the only place in the world where you can see musical mermaids and subaquatic Elvises playing... what is the underwater term for an air guitar?